Television was once thought to be the home of short attention spans, but that audience has changed radically in the last decade or so, able to absorb lengthy and complex story arcs to play out over a period of years without losing their audience. The short film Juventud, which written and produced and filmed in Hawaii, is a new entry into that sweepstakes, set to have its premiere at San Diego's Comic-Con later this month. Concepcion Alicino is the producer, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Connie. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me, guys.
This new show, it looks to benefit from what I see anyway as a shift in the audience's ability to absorb a lot of information and stay with the show, you know, where you don't have to have a story that wraps up within an hour or half an hour.
Yes, this is correct. Juventud is a short film that is designed to be a much larger project. We shot this called a sizzler reel, which means it's a proof of concept for a bigger episodic. And like you say, our hope is to bring this episodic and bring complex characters that we follow into an arc of seasons that are to come.
You started out earlier in your career working on the show Lost, and that had a lot to do with changing the nature of the television audience, it would seem.
Yeah, Lost was definitely a good place to be in order to learn that firsthand that, you know, audiences really crave that, having to follow and discover the character and grow with the character as we go along. So people really got interested in that, and we see it now with Game of Thrones and other shows that are quite complex, yet people are quite engaged in them.
Well, the concern, originally the thing that kept producers from doing shows like that is producers saying, well, you know, what does somebody do if they start in on the fifth episode of a show? They're not going to be able to pay attention. How do you get around that?
Well, this is true. Before, television was more made to be a standalone kind of episodic shows. Nowadays, I think that we rely a lot on social media and being able to download previous episodes. So if you get grabbed by an episode on the fifth episode, you can go back and watch 1 through 4 and anxiously await 6 and 7. And therefore, we get what now is called binge watching, right? Binge watching.
Well, that was, you know, social media has really changed the whole nature of viewing, it would seem.
Yes.
And of producing.
Yes, social media has done a lot, and specifically in this case for Juventud, you know, we are a Hawaii film based. Everybody that worked on this is from Hawaii and for Hawaii. We decided to do creative content here, and this is, you know, social media has really helped us bring our projects to a more broader stage and compete with the international markets.
Was that a surprise to the production community when, you know, we learned that people all around the country had really paid attention in great detail to past seasons of shows?
I don't think that nobody could foresee how much people can actually be engaged by an episodic show. And now it seems to have become the norm.
People used to get that kind of, lengthy exposure to a lot of characters through novels.
Right. We were discussing earlier on how, you know, we really feel that nowadays, you know, novels can be now the TV shows, and people are able to watch those and retain, you know, as before, people used to read a lot more. Now, shows like Juventud have, you know, sort of wedged themselves into that place.
When people stopped reading as much as they did, there was a lot of concern that people just weren't able to absorb a lot of information, right? That they'd, you know, their attention spans had sort of shrunk as a result, in part, of the television medium. But it's kind of encouraging in a way to find out how much detail people can absorb.
It's definitely encouraging, and it's also very exciting to think that we can bring historic facts like with Juventud into the public audience that may not otherwise have known. So, you know, being able to infuse entertainment with education, I think, is something that Juventud is definitely a lot about.
And this, in this case, the education has to do with the conquistadors and the search for the Fountain of Youth on the American continent.
Correct. So it's a story and a fable that we all have heard, and, you know, we just did it in a sci-fi twist to it and put a little bit of fantasy. So blending facts that we all know with fantasy, it's very thrilling, I think.
And you've made a short film that actually in the larger arc of the story is in the middle, not at the beginning of the story. Right?
Correct. So our proof of concept, we have our conquistador sort of mid-story where he has been for years searching for the Fountain of Youth, and finally we get to discover the fountain with him, which in a sense is only the beginning of his story.
So where is the story going to begin if you get a chance to film as many episodes as you'd like?
Our pilot would definitely introduce us to our character and the motivators that get him into that quest. So we would definitely start quite a few years earlier than that.
Is this a method we're seeing more and more of in production of television and film, where you might conceive of something as a story arc that might take 20 or 30 episodes over a period of 2-3 years?
Yes, I mean, we have to, you know, as producers, we always want to capitalize as well on the stories. So being able to grow with the characters and invest our audience into those characters is something that is really appealing for, you know, writers and producers alike to, you know, have it. And to be honest, fans and followers have a lot to say on how these stories develop sometimes.
How do you find out what they have to say? I mean, you say through social media, but so you start a website, say, for a work in progress?
Correct. So we have, you know, all the outlets, websites, and Instagram, Facebook. And as people start coming in, you know, or writing about what they want to see, what they disagree with, then that sometimes would lead to better destinations than what we had previously intended.
When you worked with Lost, did it have a lot of effect on the future story arcs?
Well, I definitely was not in the writer's room, so I can't really say for sure. But, mm-hmm. you know, I know that fans were always very in the forefront of the writers' minds, and they would, you know, definitely write to make sure that everything, that the story would follow through according to the world that they had built around it.
So if you were to do something in a story like that, a story arc like that, that contradicted something that would happen, had happened the previous season, the fans would call you on it.
Yes, very adamantly and angry about it.
That's a very different culture than television was, say, a generation ago, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think that, you know, like I said, shortening distances between viewers, writers, and the whole show, it really helps create what the fans want to see, which overall is what a TV show is about.
Well, the world of TV shows that appeared on one of three networks seems quaint now, doesn't it? So long ago that now you have, what, dozens and dozens of possibilities for any show that you're creating.
Yes, you can always find your niche market.
Even if it's a fairly small market, you can survive?
Yes, you could. It's all about how determined and loyal your fan base is. And that's what we hope to gain from Comic-Con, is a following that we can, you know, deliver to and bring our ideas to.
So you're going to show a short episode. How long is the episode?
A running time is short of 11 minutes. We are world premiering in Comic-Con, so nobody really has seen this other than our cast and crew screening that we had at the Doris Duke Theater earlier in the year to show our cast and crew. But this will be premiering widely for the world there, and we're hoping that people really enjoy it.
Pretty exciting for you, isn't it?
It's very exciting for me personally, but also for the film community of Hawaii, who really have come together to do this project with us.
Well, who knows? Maybe we're the next Hollywood. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys.
Concepcion Alicino is the producer of Juventud, a short film that will have its premiere at San Diego's Comic-Con Independent Film Festival later this month.